意思是说，我们就看着那个不用工作的那个小鸟，看着那个也不用自己做什么的那个野花，那么漂亮，那么自在，好不好？我们先来学，愿意说我要回到孩子的样式。神很喜欢我们以孩子的样式来靠近他。请我们再听一次这一句话，神很喜欢我们以孩子的样式来靠近他。那么今天我特别提出来一个特质，就是孩子的一个特质是无忧无虑。你说哪里可能？我现在很多重担哈，但是为了要让你有所依靠，有个后盾，让你有一个安全感，我们好不好告诉自己说，好，我今天，因为你忧虑又怎么样嘛，你说啊，我今天就要有一个孩子的样式，神啊，我到你面前把我的忧虑就把它割下来，好不好？我们学习，你说不可能，但是记得，如果你相信有神的话，他就是那一位无所不能的，不可能的事才需要神。我们能不能今天就做这个决定，我要成为一个无忧无虑的孩子，不是没有难处哦，有很多难处，可是我要成为一个把忧虑全部撇掉的一个孩子的形象来靠近神。因为神说天国是这等人的，如果你要活在那个像天堂里面的天国的话，就是这样的人啊，所有的忧虑都放下来。好，我们把时间先交给妈咪。
The Old Testament is full of social justice.
那个旧约里边充满了就是讲到这个社会公平不公平的这个事情。
We know very little about social justice compared to what God spoke to the children of Israel.How to take care of their society.
就是神对以色列子民讲怎么样来怎么样来管理他们的社会，里面讲的社会公平公义这样子的事情。
A few of them was that they were to take care of their orphans.
有些是讲到说他们要照顾他们中间的孤儿。
Now how they did this, I don't know. Maybe they took them into their homes, but there wasn't to be any orphans as such.They took care of their orphans.
所以他们我不知道他们怎么照顾他们中间的孤儿的，有可能是把他们领到就是不同的人家把他领回去，但是他们是要照顾孤儿，这是神对他们的这个诫命。
And they were to take care of the widows.
他们也要照顾他们其中在他们中间的寡妇。
Actually, in the New Testament, they put down the regulations for that. They said they must be 60.And they must have been one who served the Lord.
在那个新约里边，保罗就是列出来寡妇的条件，说他们要六十岁，然后呢，他们也是要做神的这个事工、善工。
They were to give alms to the poor.
然后呢，这些寡妇呢，也是要常常周济穷人。他们哦，神对他们的命令是他们要周济穷人。
That's why you would see those that were poor or crippled outside of the temple.
所以你就看到。
And when the people went to the temple, they would drop money into the box.
所以在圣殿外边呢，就有很多就像瘸腿的呀、残疾的，或者是那种乞丐。然后因为当人进到圣殿里要去敬拜的时候，就会在他们。前面那个乞讨箱里放下钱。
Now the king or the leaders were not the ones that were supposed to do these things. This was the job of the people.
这个不是说让国王和他们中间的领袖来做这些事，而是普通的老百姓所要做的。
Then they were not to take what do we call interest from those of from another Hebrew. They were to loan to them, and when they got finished paying, they just paid them what they gave them.
所以呢。另外呢，他们不可以向他们的弟兄希伯来人借贷，向他们放高利贷，不可以收取他们的利息。他可以借给他们钱，但是不能去收利息。
They even took care of the newlyweds.
他们甚至呢，就是去会照看这个刚结婚的新婚。
When a man and woman got married there for a year, he was to be home with his wife.
当他们结婚的时候呢
，He wasn't to go to war. He was to be home with his wife.For a year.
说这个丈夫呢就可以不去打仗不去参军有一年的时间他就要在新婚的一年里要待在家里陪妻子
Now we've noticed down through the history how that Jews can be so desperately poor and go into a country and before long they have good businesses.
我们就可以纵观历史，可以看到犹太人他们刚开始真的是极度的贫乏，到了一个地方没有过多久他们就很富裕了。
Even today, you know how to do that? They do that.
你知道今天他们怎么样做吗？在今天的世界
里。Others join together to help.
因为别的人会。
Them to get into business.
别人也会加入他们这种就这样做，然后会这样的帮助跟他们一起呢，他们就有生意可以做。
My aunt married a Jew, and it was his brother that helped him to get his business. As I remember,
像我的姑姑还姨妈，她嫁给了一个犹太人，然后她的兄弟就帮助她，让她开始能够那个生意起步。
These were the laws of God.
这是神的律法。
So basically, in all the areas of the society.God was the one who told them how they can keep a civilization and keep it at the minimum problems.
然后呢，就是在他们社会的方方面面，神就告诉他们说，怎么样可以让这个文化、这个文明可以持续，然后怎么样让这个问题减到最低、最少。
So we see that actually down through history, then after a while,The churches began to take care.
然后在历史上我们可以看到，到后边就是教会起来，然后开来做这些。
Was what helped build some churches.
这也就是为什么有些教会开始兴旺起来，他们就
是因为做这个。But then eventually the government took over.
就是社会有这种做，但是现在呢，是最后
政府开始来做这些了。When the government takes over,
来做这些了。
The lay people feel no responsibility.
但政府开始来做这些事情呢，那一般的人就觉得他们没有什么义务，没有什么责任了。
That's where we are today.
然后就是今天我们的状况。
Well, they should go after some government help.
他们就说哦，他们应该去找政
府帮助。Is she a widow? She should go to the government.
说她是寡妇吗？她应该去找政府领救济金。
Until now, our government has become so overloaded with these that it's bothering our economy.
所以现在呢，政府就是因为这种福利项目就是特别的对政府很大的负担，现在这个整个经济都受到影响。
You know, man never learned that God knows best.
人从来没有学到说神的路总是最好的。
And because of it, they've gotten their own selves in terrible trouble.
因为他们不觉得说这是按照神的方式来行事，所以自己有很多的麻烦。
Now the Western world is in real trouble.
现在我们知道西方文明真的是有很大的危机，现在巨大的危机里面。
They're not growing.
他们没有在扩展，在成长。
They only have one or no children.
他们每家的只有一个孩子，或者根本就不要孩子。
You see, when you have two children, you are only replacing yourself and your husband.
所以呢，当你只有两个孩子的时候呢，你、
yeah.
也就是说，这下一代只有两个，就是刚刚好能够替代你和你的先生。
It's only when you have three children that we're growing.
只有你至少要有三个孩子以上，你这个社会这个人口才这个。社会才会扩张，才会成长。
And now we're coming up to a very serious crisis in the Western world.
在这个西方世界有个很严重的危机。
Not one of the European countries is growing.
现在是所有的欧洲国家没有一个国家在增长。
And they
人口没有增长。
And you say, what does that matter?
It matters
because of your economy.
因为经济。这个为什么所有人会
？You don't have people, you don't have anyone to buy.
如果你没人的话，那谁去买东西呢？你制造东西谁去买呢
？And so then your economy, then your factories, then everything has to be downsized.
所以呢，你的这个工厂，你的各方面都要开始削减了，都要开始关门了。
In America, we're dropping in they put it in. I saw a chart with four different areas.And we're dropping in all of those areas.
所以美国它列出来有四个方面，他们都在那方面在减少，在削减。
In the northwest or the northeast, where we have so many liberals and so forth, they have dropped down until they only have a 25% growth. They've lost 75% of their growth.
You mean here, population?
Yes.
就是说在那个西北东北那边就是很自由，那些左派非常自由派的人是在那边，然后他们的人口增长原来已经是只有25%了，就是很低了。
You see, that's where the German woman, the one that's president of Germany,
这就是为什么那个德国的那个女总理默克尔。
She was smart enough to recognize this when lots of them, I think, are asleep.
她已经认出来问题，但是我们很多人还在睡大觉。
So what did she do?
她做什么呢？
She brought in thousands and thousands and thousands of the refugees.
她就带出来成千上万的难民引到他们国家德国。
She said we need people to work.
她说我们需要工人，需要人来做工啊。
Because you're not going to have laborers when you're not growing.
当你没有人手，你怎么这个社会怎么你的经济怎么增长呢？
She did it wrong. Instead of vetting them, instead of picking out the better ones, she let all of them flow in. And this is happening in many of the countries of Europe. That's why they're blowing up now.
所以他们现在呢，就是说他，但他做的他的这种看他看到这个问题，但他的做法是错的，因为他就不分不没有良莠不分的，就全部把这些难民引进来。然后现在你就知道欧洲有很多的问题。现在不单单在德国，在欧洲的各个国家都有这个问题。
Remember when Trump was so strong against the immigrants?
你知道那个川普总统他上来他就是反对移民。
And he came in so strong against them.
他非常强烈的反对这个。
But then you saw him pulling back.
你看他现在开始就开始软了下来，他就开始往后退了。就
Now he's saying, well, those that have a dream, we want to help them.
他现在说，哦，如果你有梦想，我们可以帮助你。
Suddenly Trump came into the know that America is coming down so terrible in their growth. We have to have immigrants.
所以就是川普总统认识到说，美国的现在人口增长非常的低，没有人工作，所以你必须得有移民。
Now how do we get this way?
我们怎么到这一步呢？怎么到了这一地步呢
？We got this way. Number one, abortion.
第一个是堕胎。
Someday we will want the 60 million children that we would have had to be our workforce.
有的时候我们希望我们过去在这个五十年中
yeah, all over the world, Europe is just is worse.
杀掉了
in some ways,
六千万婴儿，我们希望他们真的是没有这个堕胎，他们是很好的一个工作。
When he gave this, I was listening and he gave this statistic. He said.No, some, there was another man. Someone who studied this. He said that the age of 15 to the 35 or 40 year old, the age when you have children, only half of that age is having children. The other half is not having any.
他说就是说人的那个生育年龄呢是从这可以就是有后代。他说这个其中这个年龄呢只有一半的人他们想要他们有孩子，剩下一半人根本就不要孩子。
We live in a selfish age.
我们是一个生活在一个很自私的一个时
代。So many of our young, they don't want children.
很多年轻人他根本不想要孩子。
Children is a bother.
他们觉得孩子好烦人呢。
Yes, there's many of our young people out there. The feminists, they want to stay single. They want many of them are homosexuals and they want to stay single and they want to grow up. They want to get their, what do you call it, their.What they're doing, they wanted to go build, they want to build up their lives, money-wise, power-wise.
他们就是有些女权主义者，他们就是说他们也不想结婚，他们很多也是有不少是同性恋，那他们就想说没有孩子，他们可以建立他们的王国，建立他们的梦想，所以他们要很有钱，很有能，很有权势。
So when we're finding out we don't have enough children.
所以现在大家好像突然醒过来，发现我们
没有孩子。So we have to bring in the immigrants also.
所以呢，美国也要带移民，要吸引移民过来。
So what we have to realize is man doesn't listen to God.
所以我们看到什么？当人不听神的话的时候
，They don't want no, they don't believe he is.
他们不相信他存在。
They don't like his standards.
也不喜欢他的标准。
They don't believe they're going to do their own thing.
所以他就说我们要按自己的方式行走，我们才不要听神的。
So you see, one of the vital things about our population going down, that means less in the armies.
另外一个很重要的就是说，当这个人口这个减少的时候呢，军队的人数也就增，也就
递减了。And that's why they're saying today that we have an army that's small is going back to the Second World War.
所以现在呢，这个军队的人数呢，只有在那个二战之前，二战的时候的人数。
So you see, there are many vital things that come because when God said to Adam, He said, "Now I want you to replenish the earth."
当神对亚当说你要生养众多，遍满地面，但人。
You see, our God knew.
神知道，但是人不要听的时候会发生什么情况。
The only way that the world will be able to is to populate the world.
神知道要让。人要掌管这个世界，只有说你要遍满地面，你要生养众多。
And many of the tribes and the countries of the early ages and on up until actually just this particular age have always had many children.
很多很多的这个部落，他们一直到从古到今，一直到现在这个 这个四季，他们都有很多的孩子。
You know, they said even China's in trouble.
现在大家知道吗？中国也是麻烦很大。
They've had one child.
中国就是那个计划生育政策已经这么多年了。
And so they don't even have enough women to marry the men.
现在呢是男的比女的多，所以呢这个男女这个失衡找不到。
They have not grown their population. They thought it was too big, and now it's starting to scare them.
现在呢我们原来说哦人口太多。
But it was God who said that he told Adam, you must be fruitful, and you must replenish the earth.
神对亚当说你要生养众多，你要。
He wasn't talking about trees and fruit and vegetables. They would all you had, he had to do was put them in the earth and they would replenish.
他不是说讲的那个像他像那个。
He was talking about people.
他是讲人，说你要生养。
Because he realized.
因为神知道。
And so down through the ages, we laugh at our grandmothers. They had so many children.
所以有的时候我们过来就会嘲笑，看不起我们的奶奶爷，说又生了这么多孩子，好可怜的那个奶奶或者姥姥。
And so
我们还不像他们。
Since my grandparents,
就是自从我的那个奶奶那
辈。My grandparents, I think one had 14, one had 9.
我的爷爷奶奶这边有。
Several of them died young over on this side.
一个有14个孩子，一个有9个孩子，当然他们有些孩子没有活到。
The next generation only one had 8 children.
但是在我的就是我父母那一辈呢，只有一个孩子，他有八个孩子，剩下的就没有那么多。
Three of in my grandmothers had none.
然后我的。他说他的那个有，婆婆那边有一个孩子都没有。我是家里，我是独女。
My aunt had two.
我的那个姨妈有两个。
So you see, we went down a lot.
所以你看那个人口就哗的就降下来了。
My generation.
然后到我这一代呢。
Forgive us. If it wasn't for my cousin, she had 5. But rest, I've had none. My other cousin had 2.
然后我的那个表兄有还好他有5个
That's on my mother's side.
那是在我妈妈那边。
And I could do the same thing on my father's side.
然后我爸爸那边你看也没几个。
In these last three generations.
这就是三代而已。
So you see, so many times we don't want to do it God's way.
所以呢很多事情上我们不想跟随神的脚步行。
We have worldly knowledge.
我们有这个世上的知识。
We know how to do it.
我们知道怎么做。
And what do we end up with?
然后最后我们的结局是什么呢?
Today they're doing what they call they can transhumans. That means that one day they will take you and unload your mind into a robot type of thing, but you will always live because you will have your mind that works and does.
他们现在说什么把人延长，就是说把你的这个大脑放到一个什么机器上面，这样的就永远活着。
They call it eugenics, and they're working, and they're talking about the mind. What do they call it? Oh Lord, I can't remember a lot of these things. But anyhow, that's what they do. They're going to take the mind, and we're going to live forever.
他们说这样的话，我们就可以永远活着，把你的那个大脑放在什么地方？
They're taking the wonderful plan of God's eugenics, and they're putting all kinds of things together. They have a frog. They have a frog, and then may have a pig onto it or whatever. We're going to show. We're going to make new things. We're going to do great things.
他们说我们要做创造新的东西，要做好的东西。他们要把什么那个狗和那个青蛙什么放在一起，不断要造出来什么。
Some of the scientists are afraid.
有些科学家都很惊慌。他们说不知道这样会怎么样。
You give artificial intelligence into a robot.
就他们说，如果给一个机器一个人工智能。
Someday the robot might rule us.
有一天这个机器人可能会统治我们。
You say that's laughable? No.
你说这很可笑吗？不是的。
When they have automatic intelligence, which means they have gathered in all kinds of things into those intelligence.
这个人工智能机器人如果它有。
You and I are going to be stupid compared to them.
因为他们有所有的这个各方面的知识存在一起，然后联合起来。
When is it going to happen? I don't know. They're trying it.I think Jesus is going to come before them.
他说他们真的能做到吗？我也不知道，但是我相信在他们做到之前，主耶稣就回来了。
Man doesn't want to follow what God.
我要说的最基本就是说，人不想听神的话，不想跟神的跟照着神的计划去行。
How many girls his parents have said, I don't want you to marry that boy?
有多少那个女孩子，你的父母对你说，我可不想。
But you straighten up your back and say, I'm marrying him.
那个人可能对你不合适，我不想你嫁给他。你说我
太不行了。One year later, you're home.
然后过了一年。
Why did I ever marry him?
你回到娘家说。
Oh, I tell you, he said.
你就为什么会真是当时嫁给这么一个人呢？
You see, we have that something in us, that sinful, rebellious.
我们里边有这种有罪性，这种天生的这种悖逆，
就是要不是。You even see it in the babies, don't you?
你甚至在这个小出生的婴孩，你也能看得出来。
They want something, you want it. No, you have a tug of war, screaming, yelling. They want what they want.
如果他们想要什么东西，你不给他们，就听他们在那又喊又叫的。
Now you said, why are you saying all of this?
你说为什么我要讲这些呢？
I wonder myself.
我自己可能有点。
No, but this goes with my lesson.
这个跟我的课是有关系的。
I'm trying to show you that man doesn't know what is best for him.
我想要说的讲这些所有就是要指出来一点，我们人类是不知道什么是对自己最好的。
None of us really, because the world has so come in with all their thoughts.
因为我们自己也不知道，因为这个世界对我们从早到晚的就是。充满我们的思想，我们不知道什么是对我们最好的。
They're teaching them you're number one.
他们告诉你说，哦，你是最棒的，你是第一。
You get what you want, go after it.
说你想要什么，你就要努力去得到，去不择手段得到。
If you have to step on people to get what you want, do it, but get what you want.
为了得到你想要的，哪怕你要把一个人踩在脚下，也要在所不惜。
But that isn't God's way.
但是神不是这样教导的。
And our young people that are doing this and older people that did it are suffering under what they have chosen, the decisions they made.
他们因为自己就是不择手段想要得到他们想得到，他们现在就尝到苦果了。
You know how many lonely old people there are?
你知道有多少这个孤独的老年人吗？在家里边，
homes,
或者在你们家自己也有那种孤独的老年人。
Children don't hardly pay attention to them.
那孩子也都不理他们。
They don't see people very often.
他们也没有怎么见到周围的人。
So now the government has had to put centers for old people to come and let them have social things together.
所以现在呢，政府就得派那个社会工作者去照顾这些老年人。为什么？
Because they're too busy taking care of self and mind.
因为在他们年轻的时候，光忙着照顾自己。
That's who counts.
说只有我自己才是首位的。
But that wasn't God's way.
但这个不是神的方式，神的
计划。God's way was the children took care of the parents. Children, not the single one. Children took care of the parents.
这个圣经上讲的计划是说要这个有成家的这个孩子，有家的孩子要照顾他们的父母。
In America, if you are you have an older mother and dad, and you have brothers and sisters, but you're not married, you're the one to take care of them.
Okay, oh, single take care of. Okay, 他说是那个单身的，就是说如果说大家兄弟姐妹别的都结婚了，你是那个没结婚的，你要照顾父母。
Busy with their family.
因为那别的他们都有成家了以后，就忙着他们自己的家庭，没时间照顾父母。
So our thinking is perverted.
所以我们的这个思想想法都已经扭曲了。我们很多的原则也都是扭曲的。
You and I were made for something more than me.
就是说我们神创造我不是就是只是为了我们自己活的。
Because after a while you can get pretty sick of me.
天天你如果一个人只是以为自己活的，你最后自己也很厌烦。
Young people do, and whether they do, they go off to all kind of women's and drugs and things. After a while it's not, it's just, they have to get something else.
所以这些年轻人如果他们只是为自己活着，他们可能就是这样，这个关系上很乱，从一个女人到另外一个女人吸毒，但最后还是要倒闭，还是不得满足。
But if you see in the elements of the Old Testament, they helped each other.
但是你看到旧约里边讲得很清楚，就是他们彼此相助。
They cared about each other.
他们彼此要照顾对方。
Back in my time when my grandmother and them, they would help each other. If somebody was sick, you know, they would.I really wasn't around anybody, but I know they did. Neighbors would take them this, and neighbors would take them that. You know that kind of thing.
在我祖父母的时候呢，他们真的是彼此互相照顾。
Neighbors would go in and spend time with them.
他们邻居会照顾他们，邻居会来跟他们聊天。
I know in my house when Grandma was sick, that would be this one would come in and sit and talk with Miss Lulu. They were just, it was different.
在我祖母她要生病的时候，就有人来看她呀，这个跟她聊，那个来看她，跟现在很不一样。
Today we live in large apartment houses where we don't even know our neighbor.
所以现在呢，我们都住在公寓里边，连自己对面邻居住的是谁都不知道。
You could be dying in this apartment, they wouldn't even know it over here.
然后你就在那个房间里快死了，那边根本都不知
道。Now don't get me wrong, I know that there are some people that really love to help.
然后我就说别误解我，有的时候有些人真的是想去帮助。
But you see, we have grown so distant that we think I'd like to help you, but I don't know who to help. I don't have anything.
人和人之间的距离越来越远。
We've grown so far as a society and distant.
人和人之间距离越来越远，就算你想去帮助，你也不知道你去应该去帮助谁。
But that's why the church can be a lighthouse.
所以呢，教会在这个时候成为灯塔。
We need to live the principles not of the world, but we need to live the principles of God's word.
所以我们要照着神的原则来，而不是这个世界的原则来生活。
So what we need is to stop being so nearsighted.
所以我们要停止这个只是看眼前的。
See only our own family.
只看到说我们自己的家庭。
We need to get some far sight.
我们要看远一些。
And begin to notice those around us.
看到我们周围的人的需要。
Those in need.
看到那些有需要的人。
I got rather convicted, and for a period of there, I always sent to orphanages, and that because I didn't want the Lord to say, "You didn't take care of the orphans." I don't know any orphans, but I sent to some that did know with the orphans. You see, we have to recognize.
我总是去send out. 他总是去那孤儿。
对啊，去
给钱。哦，他总是就是说会去支持孤儿院，因为我不认识任何孤儿，但是我要去这样去支持。
Okay. So actually, what we as a people, if we want to be happy.
如果我们要想你想幸福的话，想
要快乐的话 be fulfilled,
如果你想要感觉很满足的话
，You know a house after, oh I love it I love it, but then as the years go by, and honey, and all the junk you got in it, and you have to retire into a little place, you're gonna wish you didn't have it.
就你当时有个大房子的时候，你刚搬进去说，哎呀太好了，我真是爱这个房子，爱这房子。过一年你就没感觉，尤其是你到老了，你这么多年，你大房子里囤了好多好多东西，然后你要开始搬到一个小一点的房子的时候，你就看到你囤积的这么多的东西要弄，你就希望，哎呦，我真是希望当时不是有这么多的东西，这么大房子。
So, as Christians,
作为基督徒。
We need to make an effort.
我们要努力
to be able to reach others to help them and lift them up.
就是去走出去，这样去帮助别人，去建造别人。
I read a story, and it was talking about this teacher. This young man came in, and he was so much trouble.
就讲到一个老师，他有一个年轻人过来，年轻人很大的问题。
And he just gave all kinds of trouble, and he seemed like he didn't want to do his work and.She really didn't like him.
所以这个学生呢，好像就天天找麻烦、捣乱，然后呢，好像什么也不想做。这个老师就是很不喜欢这个年轻人。
So when the children came to her that year and he was in that class, she would at beginning of she would read their history from their folder.
然后他就是说，他就这些孩子上学，他就看这些孩子过去他的背景历史，他们就会写。
I saved him to last.
然后他就不想看这个孩子的故事，他就到最后才读这个孩子。
And she said he was a very bright boy.
他们就说这个年，他
们说 right into everything.
这个年轻人呢，在一年级的时候学习很好。
That seems strange. Second grade, he was doing very well.
二年级学习也很好。
Third grade, they said his mother is dying.
然后说三年级的时候，他妈妈病危。
He doesn't really have much concentration.
所以他就
you know, he was beginning to just not care anymore.
所以他就好像他妈妈，他就没有办法再集中精神，就好像什么都不在意。
So by the time he got to his class, he was just, he was out. He didn't care.
当这个孩子到了这个班上的时候就很捣乱。
Anybody.
他也不在意任何人。
She said, I really felt bad.
然后这个老师就很为这个学生难过。
So she said, I started taking an interest in him.
然后这个老师就开始留意这个学生，注意
这个学生。Started to tell him he was, you know, he was somebody.
然后他就告诉，就开始鼓励这个学生，说他很棒。
And his work began to come up.
然后这个学生的成绩就开始慢慢好起来。
And he did a wonderful. By the time he left his class, he was back to being able to be a good student.
然后当他从这一年级毕业的时候，这个学生学习就上升了很多。
But as the years went by,
然后又过了不少年。
When that boy graduated from high school, he wrote to her.
这个孩子从高中毕业了，给这个老师写了一封
信。He said, "You were always the best teacher I ever had."
说你是我碰到的最好的学生。
She lifted him up. She took time. She praised him.
那个老师就是留意这个学生。
All the way until he got married.
直到这个孩子上了结婚了。
He became a doctor.
然后这个。
这个
学生甚至最后成了 一位医生。
He became a doctor.
他变成了一个医生。
And every milestone he had, he would write back and say, "You were the best teacher."
他每次在他生命中进入一个新的里程碑，他就给这老师写封信，说你是我最好的老师。
Caring for 1 year for this boy.
他就生。
She could have gone on just ignoring him.
这个老师当然也可以忽略这个孩子。
He would probably ended up in prison.
然后这个孩子有可能就是到监狱里面了。
But there are so many people that need care. You know, some of your little friends that comes in with your children, as they grow up, you're going to find some of them whose mothers and fathers neglect them.
你就会其实你看
don't have time for them because they're working.
好多孩子是被他们的父母忽略，因为父母太
忙。And they'll begin to say, "I'd like to come to your house."
然后那些孩子你真的在意关心他们，他们会说哦，我想到你家里。
Sometimes they need extra love and extra understanding.
他们需要特别的关心和爱。
And maybe even a little extra help with their lessons.
或者是需要你帮助他们的功课。
Do you know that what that does for you?
你知道如果有人这样特别的留意你，对你是怎么样的感受？
It's a reward that nobody can take away from you.
这是你如果这样做，没有人可以把你的奖赏夺去。
It changes your life.
这样会改变你整个人生。
That's why a lot of these people who worked and then they retired and they went into these jobs where they were volunteers and they just begin to live. They begin to help this one, they begin to help that one, and they begin to flourish.
就说在有些人他们比如退休以后他们去做这个。
Because this is God's plan for humanity.
他们去做义工，去医院里帮助这个帮助那个，然后他们自己好像人就整个活过来一样，因为这就是神对，不是光对基督徒，对所有人的这个神的一个计划。
Now we first begin by being grateful.
第一个我们怎么样能有这样的？第一个我们要感恩。
You see, we receive many benefits.
我们真的是一个，我们是很蒙福的。
Sometimes it was an aunt that just loved you so much.
有的时候就是那个姨妈对你很好，很爱你。
Was so kind and loving. There was something about her that she just made you feel good, and she lifted you up.
她总是把你。
Because mom and dad were too busy.
因为爸爸妈妈很忙，但是姨妈总是来建造。
Sometimes it was a teacher.
有的时候是一位老师。
I grew up, and I was by the time I was sixth grade.I was starting to get into a gang. I was the
我到那个六年级的时候
It was a girls gang.
我加入一个女孩子的那个像那个帮派似的团伙
And I was very ripe for it. I was very ready for something like that.
我那会儿如果不是那样，我可能将来不知道会怎么样
But I had a sixth grade teacher.
但是我有一个我的六年级老师
She was a Methodist preacher's wife.And she saw what was happening.
她看到她注意到在我在怎么样我的行为。
So she started to keep me after school.
所以呢，她看到我这样，她就下了学之后就不让我回家。
Not for badness, but just to be there to help her. And eventually, I loved her. I learned to love her so much. So I didn't care about the gang anymore.
我回家，她也不是说罚我，她就让我帮她做这个做那个。最后呢，我就很喜欢她，然后我就不想再去那个帮派，我就喜欢跟她待在一起。
That's one of those I owe.
这个就是我。这个真的是我
And I can tell you all down my life.
所以我可以告诉你，在我的生命中的过程，我的姨妈。
When I went to the mission fields,
当我去宣教士的时候
，the woman that stayed with me was my cook. She looked like Aunt Jemima. Have you ever seen the picture of Aunt Jemima?
她说就像一个天使母亲。我那时候在那个宣教的时候，有一个来帮我做饭的一个姐妹。
On the pancakes, Aunt Jemima, this black woman with this hat.
你知道那个安吉母亲就是那个
？She looked just like her.
她就看起来很像那个相片上那个广告上面。
But oh, how she helped me.
她怎么样的？如何的帮助我的
？How she really gave me some.Help me to understand some things. She was a wise woman.
她是很有智慧的一位姐妹。
And down through my life, I know people, and they have contributed to help me.
他们真的是在我的生命中有不少的人对我。我不知道我现在会是怎么样子。
But you see, this is today.
然后，但是这是我们到了新的年代。
And I'm sure if you look back far enough, you'll find somebody.That encouraged you.
如果你回去，你看看你的成长过程中，有些人鼓励你，爱你。
Maybe it was a grandmother.
也许是你的外婆，或者是。
It was my grandmother that loved me.
是我的奶奶或者婆爷姥姥爱我。
She just died too soon.
她就是死得太早了。
But anyhow, I'm just saying, we first have to look back at ourselves and say, Has anyone ever helped me?
所以我们回去看看我们过去的生活。
Is there anyone that I seem to look up to and want to be like?
或者有些人我很敬仰的。
I have my aunt.
我有像我的姨妈。
And so I'm saying that there were those who poured themselves into us.
就是有些人真的是对我们用心爱我们。
And we should show, because of that, we should show gratitude to be able to pour ourselves into someone else.
所以因为这样的话，我们应该有感恩，然后对别人也是能够把我们的生命，就是去建造别人的生命。
People might think they succeed alone, but they don't.
有些人觉得好像他们靠完全靠自己成功的，其实不是。
There's always there someone that's helping you to succeed.
总有人在后边帮助你，鼓励你，
让你成功。Sometimes it's with advice.
有的时候是他们的建议。
Sometimes it's just encouragement. Keep on doing it.
有的人就是别人的鼓励，说你可以的，你一定可以成功做成的。
So we have to recognize that this plays a part in everyone's life if they can get it.
所以呢，这个在每个人的生命中，如果我们有这样子的鼓励，或者有这样子的爱，我们都可以成功。
We have a generation of young people.That when they face life, it's going to be very difficult.
我们现在的年轻人，这一代年轻人，他们要进入真的成年，进入世界的时候，他们会很困难的。
They're going to need love.
他们需要爱。
Some of them don't know what love is.
他们甚至有些人，很多人不知道爱是什么。
In some families, the parents all they wanted them to do was succeed.
有些家庭里面，这个父母对孩子所有要求就是你要成功。
You must be first.
你必须要考第一名。
You've got to get into the best colleges.
你要去上那个名校。
Sometimes the young people have broken under it.
有的时候，这个年轻人在压力之下就承受不了，就
What they need is love and understanding.
他们所需要的是爱和理解
Not petting.
而不是说就这么
Not giving in.
也不是说对他们好像
But helping them to face life.
帮助他们能面对生活
Some of you may have married men like that.
也许你的那个配偶是这样子的。
And you're not going to help them by complaining to them.
如果你就在背后就这么一直抱怨他们也没用，也帮助不了他们。
I rarely do you ever hear a man that succeeds that doesn't say it was by with the help of my wife.
很多我从来没有听过一个成功的男士说，他们不把这个功劳归给他们的太太。他们太太做什么了呢
？She tells him things. Listen, don't do that because people he doesn't know it. But she warns him of things and he stops.
然后这个先生好像不会说就听太太，但是这个太太就说你不要做这个，但太太的这个建议、这个警告，一般先生是会听的。
Or she may say, "Keep going, you're doing so well."
或者
discouraged.
当这个先生灰心丧气的时候，太太就鼓励他说你不要放弃。
You say, "Well, I get discouraged." Well, listen, you don't have to think about you because when you begin to think about the others.Yours go away.
所以有的时候你说我还需要别人，我还灰心丧气，我还需要别人鼓励的。但是当你其实去鼓励别人的时候，你自己的这个麻烦就没有了。我们自己该怎么做
？He doesn't do this.
然后但是很多时候呢，我们相反的，我们就是在那里边，就在那里抱怨，就在那里反复的想，在那里。
So actually, I know that there are men that go into gambling that ruins their family. Men that goes into drink. Men that goes into drugs. Men that goes into pornography. I realize that.
我知道有的男士这个先生确实是
help.
他们是赌博或者是吸毒或者是上看黄色的那个录像。
But many times,
但他们是需要帮助。
But many times a wife can't help that.
但有的时候他们太太没有办法帮助他们。
But so let's first then begin to say.I want to be a person.
首先，我们可以自己下决心说，
myself,
我要成为一个不是
feeling,
不是说只在那造考虑我自己的感受，
and begin to touch people,
而是开始触动别人。
Sometimes it's a little money they need.
有的时候可能是一些钱。
Sometimes when they lose a job,
有的时候他们比如说没有工丢工作了。
There's going to be more of that than you think soon.And they lose a job.
他们没有工作了。
And they're having a hard time.
他们那个处境很艰难。
Instead of buying that fancy pocketbook for $75, give it to them and help them.
所以你可能本来要买一个就是你喜欢的一个比较奢侈的东西，也许你可以把这个钱省下来给他们。
I don't owe them.
你说我又不欠他们的。
Yes, you do.
是的。
You're in the human race.
因为你也是人。
You are here to help one another. This is what God said.
我们在这里，神的对我们计划。
You're here to help one another.
就是我们要彼此相助。
So we are accountable.
所以我们对彼此是有责任的。
So what do? We learn how, because we really don't always know. Now there are some that seem to have a tendency to want to help people from the time they're little. But there's not often many of those.
所以我们有些人的天性呢，就是喜欢去帮助别人，但是这样的人不是很多，有这样天性的
人。Now we have to go against what the age is saying.
所以我们现在要必须说不能听这个世界的言
论。Because they say put yourself first.
现在的这些人都说你要首先。
But God first.
但是神说了你要把别人放在首位。
People continues on.
然后只有人可以持续。
When you get something, when you give of yourself to build them up, it becomes a cycle.
当你真的是把你自己放下去建造别人的时候，
就变成一个好的循环。Because many times when people have been helped, they're grateful.
当有些人他们被帮，很多时候人被帮助的时候，他们很感恩。
And they in turn may help someone else.
他们因为有感恩，他们也会可能这样也会去帮助别人。
And so what you do, you're beginning a cycle.
所以呢，你开始了一个循环。
And this is what we need to do. We need to realize success.Is not money.
所以我们要认识到，就是说，成功不是金钱，不是有多挣多少钱。
You can lose that money quick.
你那个挣的那些钱，可能很快就没有了。
It can become a burden.
有这个钱很多，有时候变成一种负担。
You say a burden.
你说怎么钱
？Do you know how many elderly people suffer over who's going to get their money?
你知道有些时候他们。有些老年人他们为什么他们很痛苦因为他们不知道谁会将来他们死了之后谁拿他们的钱
You know how many families have been broken up because they didn't get enough?
你知道好多家庭就是因为他遗产分布不均他们家里就分裂
And some people worry a lot about don't touch my money
好多人就很死死抓住他们钱很怕别人动他们的钱
But what do they have at the end?
他们到最后有什么呢
You listen to some of their testimonies, like,
听他们的见证
like the one, what was his name, the one that died, the one that was ahead of Google's or one of those things, I forget which one he was ahead of, oh, Apple, head of Apple.
Oh, you mean Steve Jobs?
Yes, he realized, 就是那个,
he realized. 那个 Steve Jobs.
So at the end.
他最后死的时候就是那个 Apple 的苹果的那个总裁
Friends, we have people around us that God's saying, I want you to be a help. I want you to bring them up.
神想让我们去帮助别人
I want...And you know what he said in the Word of God?
神在他的话语里怎么说呢
？He said, "When you give a cup of cold water,
当你为了我的名义给一个小一杯凉水的时候
，you will get that prophet's reward."
当你为了就是因我的名义给那个先知一杯凉水，你将来也会
He's saying in other words,
先知的奖赏。另外一句就是说
，What you give even to a person in the ministry or anyone, but what you give.You're going to get a reward for.
当你比如这个人去有什么施工，你在中间你参与，哪怕用金钱或者用什么来服侍他们，你也将来同样有奖赏。
You think when we get to heaven, our reward's going to be perfect attendance to church?
你知道我们到天堂上，难道我们的奖赏就是说，哦，你一次教会从来没有、
oh, no.
教会你的出勤率是100%，不是这是我们的奖赏吗
？God can look at you and say you had perfect attendance to work.
神说
What's any special about that?
说你去
Although we'll be glad you came to church.
你上班你的出勤率是100%这个有什么可以奖赏的呢
But he said you'll be known as a Christian by the love to one another.
神说别人能认出来你是我基督徒
Now,
就是你标志就是彼此相爱
I really feel like our church has quite a bit of that.
我觉得我们教会是一个蛮有充满爱心的教会
Our people really when someone is hurt or sick they rally around them
当有人受伤或者生病的时候我们教会的人真的是起来帮助
And I'm very proud of that
我非常以我们教会这种爱心以此为荣
But you see we don't have to wait for tragedies
但是我们不需要等到有这种悲剧发生的时候
We don't have to wait for the When you child misbehaving there is a reason
当你看个孩子不听话的时候那是可能是有原因的
Many times it's the way the parent brings them up. I recognize
有的时候是我了解，有的时候父母就是教养他们的方式。
But sometimes because they don't know what love is.
或者有的时候是因为这孩子不知道爱被人爱是什么样的。
They never have a soft voice.
他们可能父母给他们讲话总是出声出气的。
Because most of the time it's yelling.
因为大多时候可能父母都在吼。
One writer said every person needs one soft voice.
有一个作者说
In their life.
每一个人都希望起码听到一个在他生命中需要有一个柔和的声音。
Around our house.
在我们家里。
Now since the kids go to school, they come and stay with us a lot. The young ones, yeah.
就是那个师母的那个孩那个女儿，那个有三个孩子，现在他们去学校，所以来妈咪那儿，因为学校离他家很近，来了很多。
We got a little year and a half running around.
然后我们有一个咪咪，她才一岁半，她也在里面。
Almost every day.
差不多每天她都会过来。
And I love her to pieces.
我很爱她。
But she's just like the rest, strong, stubborn, wants what she wants.
她就是那个性很强，想要什么就得要什么。
So she will grab something she's not supposed to have.
去抢那个不是自己。
And she'll run, and Darcy's after her.
然后他就开始跑，然后师母在后边追。
And she won't give it to her. They're yelling, they're having.
然后他又不给师母，然后。
But I've learned something.
然后我就学习到。
So, like yesterday.
像昨天。
She had some of that soap powder, which is very for the washer dryer.
他就是拿那个洗。
What I call dishwasher.For the dishwasher.
就是那个洗
and I know it's poison.
那个洗碗机当然
here she's got it in one hand, running around. Darcy's after her, and she won't give it to her.
她就拿在手里面，
然后师母
就跟在
她
后面跑了，不肯。
I grabbed up her bottle.
然后我就把她的水瓶
bottle,
她很喜欢她的水瓶，我就赶快把她水瓶抓在手里。
I called her by name.
然后我就说，就叫她的名字。
妹妹，
我说妹妹。
And so she saw it.
她看到我。
Still got that little thing in her hand.
还抓了那个洗碗机。
So she comes over.She wants her bottle.
她想要她的水瓶。
I said, okay.
说你给我，那你把你的手上那给我。
You give me that, and then I'll give you this.
你给我这个，我就给你这个。
She looks.
然后她看看。
She drops it in my hand. She takes her bottle.
然后她就把这东西给我。
There she's gone.
然后又跑了。
You know, so every child needs a soft voice.
所以每个孩子都需要一个很温柔的声音。
You know, even older people sometimes.Need a soft voice.
就算是老人家，他们也需要这个柔和的声音。
Do you know how many children yell at their parents?
你知道这个很多孩子对他们的父母喊吗
？Now I know sometimes they're stubborn, just like me. You know, I know.
那我知道有的时候父母这个老年人很固执的，就像我一样。
But the Lord says that you honor them.
但是圣经上说你要尊荣他们。
And so we have to learn that sometimes we have to pull ourselves in.
有的时候我们要真的是把自己放进去。
Sometimes we have to say no to ourselves.
有时候，当我们需要发急的时候，
but the more you develop this in your life,
当你这样慢慢
的， the more it's like anything else. The more I can look and see people's needs, you will see them.
所以你当你训练自己看到去看别人需要，你慢慢的就能看到别人。
You know why we don't see them? Because we're too much of in a hurry.
为什么我们看不到别人需要？因为我们太忙了。
We don't look right and left. We just go on right, straight, and what we're doing, we don't even notice.
我们就也不看左也不看右，就往前走。No, I would like to look at their phone.
What's that?
I think the young people they look at their phone. They even didn't see.
I've had them almost bump into me. You know, and so actually, what we need to do is start looking.
所以我们就现在停下来看看周围的人。
Sometimes in church, I watch people. Don't tell them.
别告诉他们啊！我在教会里，我就开始观察，在咱们教会里。
And I can tell by the expression of their face.
我就看他脸上的表情。
Now when I speak to them,
我跟他们说话的时候，他们就微笑。
But when you're not, when you're nobody speaking, nobody's looking, there comes another look on their face.
当你没有人给他说话，或者没有人看他的时候，你看他脸上的表情不一样。
They're really troubled.
他们心里面可能有很多有问题，他们是。
And so we have to begin to look at people first.
所以我们的就是说看人要看到人的需要。
Don't let stuff your own get in the way.
不要让你的这个东西让你占据你的
心事。Take it from an old woman, you're going to wish you didn't own it.
当你老的时候，你那么多东西，你希望你都没有，太麻烦了。
I suffer in my house.
我在我的房间里，我真的。
I think of all the junk back there in that house I got in the back.
我看我家里边
那个。All the junk over here.
我看我家里这一堆乱的，那一堆乱的。
Everything, mother's and mine and all from years and years. What am I going to do with them now?
我妈妈当时留下来，还有我自己这么多年存下来，我拿的看的。
If I didn't know someone was good, I'd just like to get a truck and let them pour it in the back of the truck and take it all.
然后我真的是希望拿一个卡车把他们都运走。
So a lot of your stuff that you get.
所以你很多你得到了。
Have you ever noticed you get something new and you're so enthused over it?But after a while, you don't even use it in the kitchen.
然后呢，有些时候你刚拿了一个新的东西，
see,
你很高兴。
And, oh, don't I want one of them? I love that. I think I get home, you can hardly use it, you know.
然后你在电视上看到广告，
put it up.
说哦，真好，我一定要买。
Now,
买了
，I know the Chinese aren't as bad as the Americans. Oh, the Americans are gullible. But anyhow,
他说中国人不像美国人那么容易受骗。
Don't let your stuff hold you back.
不要让你东西占据你。
So many pride themselves in what they own.
好多人就是说，你看我有这么多东西，好像很骄傲。
They love to show people what they have.
他们就像中国人说，他们就是炫富，就是看他有多少多少东西。
We call that satisfaction for the moment.
我们就说这是那个瞬间的满足。
It might make you feel good.
在那一刻，在你能够炫耀的时候，你好高兴。
I got this in Barcelona.
说你看
，It cost me almost a mint.
他说我在丁米在。巴塞罗那买了这个多少多少钱
？And for a minute they feel that pride, but then after they leave, it's gone.
然后他们当时觉得自己好好骄傲，但是过会儿就没了。
That doesn't bring joy to you.
这个
not true joy.
这个不能带给你真正的喜乐。
And it doesn't benefit anyone else.
也对别人没有任何益处。
Instead, we have to let it go sometimes.
很多时候要让这个放开。
Give it away.
你把这个东西给别人。
Not use it anymore.
如果你又不再用，你就给别人。
So we see we have time, we have attention, we have money and resources. Let's start help benefiting the world.
我们有时间，我们有资源。
Benefiting those around us.
我们可以让这些东西来帮助别人。
And I tell you the truth, that really fills you up.
当你真正帮助别人，这个真的让你满足。
I've had young people, I've had others say things to me that almost takes my breath away.
有些年轻人对我说，让我真的是
One girl from England writes and said, "Sister Swartz, it's because of you I'm on the mission field."
有女孩从英国给我写信说，妈咪是因为你我才去做宣
教士。Someone else said something else, and I just feel humbled about it, but it's a joy.
但是别人这样跟我说，我觉得自己真的是很不配，但是我心里充满了喜乐。
Now I'm not going to leave much to my relatives.
我给我没有什么钱留给我的亲戚。
Number one, I don't have many relatives.
第一个呢，我没有很多亲，没有什么亲戚。
And number two, the Lord supplies what I need right now.
然后神现在给我
although He gives me plenty.
神给我的刚好够用
But I tell you, nothing can fill you up like that.
但是没有什么比这个更能够
让你满足 When I was 12, I started teaching Sunday school.
我十二岁开始教主日学
Because I didn't have many there to help. But anyhow, I had the little children.
因为那个没有人嘛，那我就开始教主日学
One of our little girls, her mother was ill.
然后其中有个学生呢，他的妈妈生
病了。So I got the preacher's wife, and she and I went to see the mother.
所以我就叫这个牧师的太太，我们一起去看他妈妈。
She had cancer.
这个妈妈有得了癌症。
But we were able to talk to her.
然后我们就可以跟着妈妈，就跟妈妈聊。
I went away to school for a year.
然后我就后来去上学去了。
I came back.
然后我回来。
And Mrs. Trent was dying at that time.
然后这个女士是快要不行了。
That was the woman of the little girl that I went to see. I went to the hospital.
然后我就去医院里看她。
And there she was. You could almost see that stare of death in her eyes.
你可以看到她真的是临近已经快不行了，就临近死门了。
But you know a kid, what was that, about 15, 16?
我那时候大概也就十五六岁，你知道孩子怎么表现的。
And I was trying to encourage. I didn't know how to encourage.
我也不知道怎么鼓励人，怎么鼓励一个快要垂死的人。
So I'm saying, oh, Miss Trump, when are you going home?
然后我就问她说，哦，你什么时候回家呀
？With that look past me, she said, when he calls me.
然后她就用那种就看，就好像往远处看，说等他叫我的时候，我就回去了。
That did
回天家。
To my heart.
这个当他这样说对我的心
触动我。We went to see her when she was capable of understanding the gospel, and now she tells me I'm going when he calls.
所以当他还可以理解有这种理解力有这种能力的时候，我们去探访他，然后把福音传给他。到现在他说我要回天家了。
I rather have that than a million.
所以我能够这样做，这比我挣上百几百万都。
You will never be able to.Enjoy your things like you enjoy helping others.
你从来不会说，因为你有很多的事物，这种带来的享受远远不如没法跟你说，你知道你帮助了别人那种所带来的喜乐。
So we look at success. What is success?
所以让我们看看成功到底什么是成功。
The Lord tells us that what we sow,
就是神说
we will reap.
我们种的是什么，收的就是什么。
And when you sow these kindnesses and these loves and these cares,
当你播种良善、播种关心、
you're going to reap that.
你就会收获这些。
And that's going to be true success.
那才是真正的成功。
If you're able to look back and see a girl,
如果你回去看一个女孩
that you sort of befriended.
你就是跟他做朋友，当他需要有些人做他朋友的时候，你做他的朋友。
That you sort of helped her along.
你就是在这个过程中间有帮助他一些。
And then you see later her, she's married happily and has a good family.
当他结婚了，有一个很好的家庭的时
候。All the feeling.
你那个时候的感受。
Because you know she has part, you have part.
因为你知道在他的这个成长过程中。
So look at success as sowing.
所以把成功看成是撒
种。I sow these.Attitudes and good spirit and helping others, and I will and they will reap.
所以呢，当你撒种撒的是这种，这个仁爱，这种良善，这种好的态度的时候，你就会收割这些。
Many times we sow our money and put it in the bank. I remember.
有的时候把钱存在银行里，希望投资。
I remember when they had that Enron, you know, when a lot of people lost money.
我们知道十年前大概有一个 Enron 的一个很大的很多人。
To somebody here in the church, and I spoke to them, and they weren't too happy because they lost all their money, or they lost a lot of money in what they had done, and it was sadness there.
所以我们看到很多人，他们很难过，因为他们一下子投资就是损失了很多钱。
So sometimes we reap things, but listen, in our life, whatever we reap, we're going to sow.
所以我们收割的是什么？我们就会
If you reap hate, you're going to sow hate.
你知道，如果你收到的是憎恨，你就会播撒憎恨。
If you sow jealousy, you're going to reap jealousy.
撒什么收什么，就是说，如果你就是说，你播撒的是嫉妒，你自己收到的也是嫉妒。
And some of the attitudes and spirits you're sowing is that what you're going to have to live with.
有些时候你播撒的是这种一种态度一种精神将来可能也要这样子收获的也是这样
We need to focus on self-developing ourselves
我们要焦点放在自我建造
Doing that as we develop ourselves we're developing ourselves not as selfish people
帮助就是要
But we're developing ourselves as those who care
让我们成为一个去关爱别人的人
Sometimes I watch a lot of documentaries.
我喜欢看那种资料片、纪录片。
They had lots of them on dogs, and cats.
You mean the people have a dog?
No, there was a lot of films on them.
Okay, 我喜欢看那个动物的，讲动物，
the jobs that they do, and
how they,
you know, all kinds of situations with them, and how they get sick and so forth.
他们怎么生病的动物。
And I watch that.
我就喜欢看，我就看那些。
And there was one man who was an orthopedic.That Marion. He would put new legs on.
他是那个骨科动物的骨科医生。
Like put them on humans, he would put them on dogs.
他可以在那个狗身上给狗换一条，做一条椅子，一条新腿。
He did all kinds of operations that were expensive.
你知道那些手术都很贵的，但是他会做这些手术给这些动物。
And those people were, I couldn't believe it. This is my family. If I have to put my house up for mortgage, I'm going to give them that operation.
然后那些你都没法相信。
And I'm sitting there groaning, Oh Lord, help us.
就看这些动物的主人，他们就说这是我的家庭成员，麻烦我要把房子就是再去借钱把房子抵押上去，我也要因为那很贵嘛，我也要去给他做这个手术。我看了我说。
Now we have animals going around with iron feet and iron legs and all kinds of things, but you see, we have sometimes we just.Misplace our priorities.
所以有的时候我们把我们的这个优先次序给放错了。
Children are dying because they can't get operations.
你知道，
The parents don't have enough
因为那个孩子在一些国家里面，孩子
面临死亡，因为没有钱。People pay thousands of dollars to operate on dogs.
他们居然是花好多好多成千上万的钱要给他们的狗做手术。
Now I know you can love an animal.
我当然知道你可以很爱这个宠物。
That was one of the reasons my mother never wanted to have one. She said you love them too much and they die and then they're, you know, you're.
这是我妈为什么不让我养宠物？她说你会很爱他们，等他们死的时候你就会伤心欲绝。
Only an animal.
但是我们要认识到他们只是动物，他们没有灵魂，没有永久的灵魂。
Give us.A little joy.
他们就在这里给我们一点点喜乐。
But that baby's life, you may be a doctor someday.
但是你知道
he may be a preacher. He may be able to be a president.
你知道这个
Lord knows you wouldn't wish that on anybody, but anyhow.
就是说，这个有些在国家，他没因为没有钱，这个孩子没有做这个手术就会死。他可能将来长大，可成为医生，成为律师，或者是甚至成为这个国家的总统。
So as we grow ourselves, we grow others.
所以当我们自我建造的时候我们也在建造别人。
So what I can say to us today, let's keep growing and giving.
让我们继续就是讲到第七点，让我们能够继续成长，这样我们才能继续给。
Because many times that's when we begin to learn what life really is.
让我们这样继续成长的时候，我们才真正了解生命的真意。
Life isn't just houses and education and cars.
那个生活不是就是房子、教育和车。
Life is people.
真正的生活是关于人。
Life is those that's around us that can grow up to be children of God or to be in many ways.Give to our society.
很多时候生活就是关于人，我们帮助他们，让他们认识神，能够成为这个对这个社会有贡献。
In Iceland now, they kill all babies that are have Down syndrome.
在国际
上最。Iceland.
Iceland. 在冰岛，他们就是说所有的孩子，如果他们是有这个唐氏综合症，
I mean, it's a law now.
他们现在是他们的法律。
You have nothing to say about.
就是说，就是已经法律了。如果发现这孩子有唐氏综合症，他们就把这个孩子就是杀死这个孩子。
This is what Hitler wanted to do. Get rid of all those that were retarded. Get rid of all those.
这就是希特勒的政策，所有的这个残疾的什么的都要就不让他们就生下来就要被杀死。
But if you talk to some people who've had these children that have deformities, particularly if they're Christians.
尤其你跟那些父母，尤其是基督徒的父母，如果他们有这种有残障的这个有些问题的孩子的话
，And they'll say to you, "Oh, I've learned so much from this child."
他们就会说，我从这个孩子身上我学到了很多。
Learn how to endure.
我知道怎么样忍耐。
I learned how to wait, sir. I guess even solve problems from having this child.
就是说我看问题都跟以前不一样。
So we have to understand that life is people.
所以我们要了解生命生活是关于人的。
We can come complacent, live our own little life.
我们可以过一个很就是自给自满自足的生活。
That's all we'll ever have.
那就是你自己。如果你自有自己，就是你自己。
But when we spread out and love others,
但是我们扩展的时候，开始看到别人的需要
，encourage
去鼓励。
You see, our gossip doesn't encourage. Our gossip.
你去那个去传闲话，这样去说闲话是不会鼓励人的。
It just puts thoughts in other people's minds.
They never
even thought about that.
就是让别人里面起的怀疑，那个人可能从来都没想过这个念头。
You know, that's why he tells us don't gossip.
所以圣经上说不要在背后讲闲话。
Gossip and complaining and all of these things.
或者抱怨说闲话这种事情。
Or what keeps us from being able.To give to others.
这些事情让我们没法去给。
Because our life is a complaint.
就没法给别人，因为我们的生活就是在抱怨中间，你没法去帮助别人。
And the only time we're happy is maybe when we're having a family dinner or some occasion. But most of the time, they're not. When we're like that, we're not really happy.
当你总是抱怨的时候，你可能会高兴，就全家聚会的时候会高兴。大多数时候你都不高兴。
Some of us are old now.
我们中间有些年长的。
What can I do to help? I pray.
我能做什么呢？我可以祷告。
On the Facebook, as I read, go down the Facebook.
然后我就看我的脸书上。
Someone says, "Pray, I pray."
有些人说请为我祷告，我就为他们祷告。
And I have my you make a little prayer list of people that you know.
然后你就有一个祷告表，就在里面一直加。
Because you can't get out of your home.
因为你现在出不了门了，你可以祷告。
There's another thing I do every morning. I have what they call the untouched people that haven't heard the gospel.
就是说每天早上有个未被没有听到福音的人群，我就。
And every morning I get one. They put another one on.
然后每天早晨，我就为那些从来没有听过福音的人祷告。
You see, we got to begin to reach out.
所以我们需要要
whether you're in your home, whether you're outside,
不管是在家里还是在外边
whether it's at your job,
不管是在你的工作场所
you know, a lot of times that person is so hard to get along with.
你知道你的同事有些
that's having real problems.
有的时候那些人真的很难相处，人真的是有的有问题的
hurt by divorce.
有些人是因为他离婚，他很受伤害
money problems,
或者他们的经济上的问题。
Maybe a child at home sick and they can't be there.
或者是因为他上班了，但是孩子生病了，他还得来上班。
I had a friend that worked in Cayman.
我在那个 Cayman， 在那个加勒比海做宣教士。
She worked in a bank.
有一个朋友，他在银行里工作。
Pretty good job there in the bank.
他有一个很好在银行里工
作。But like most places, Cayman was young, and most of the employees were young people.
但是就像 Cayman， 他们年轻人占多数，所以他的很多。
And a lot of them were from the country.
很多的年轻人都是从那个乡下来的。
And so they came in there to work.
然后那些人来这里工作。
And they would have needs.
他们这些乡下来，他们就有很多需要。
The boys would need somebody to shorten their pants.
他比如说有些年轻的男孩子他不会缝裤子，裤子破了怎么办呢？
Or maybe there'd be something else. There was a woman that came every time school started to get school shoes from her.
然后有一个女士她要上学之前又想请她给她一双鞋。
They knew she was coming. The people at the bank said, she's here. And then she would get shoes for them.
然后她就给他们鞋给他们。
When they had birthdays, she brought a cake for them.
当这些人要过生日的时候她会给他们带个蛋糕。
When they wanted advice,They came to Miss Martha.
当他们需要那个建议的时候，他们也会去问他。
She was a light in that work.
他在那个工作场所，他是一个灯塔。
And when they died, when she died, they missed her.
当他死的时候，大家都很想念。
I met a girl in Miami that I didn't even know her.
我在那个迈阿密碰到一个女孩，我都不认识她。
She came over and sat down and she introduced herself, said I worked with Miss Margaret.
然后她就在旅馆见到我。
She said, "Oh, we really missed."
她说，哦，她说我跟。
She was killed in an accident.
他那个玛格丽特在一个车祸中丧生了，然后他就说：“我跟他一起工作，我们真的很想念他。”
Long time after Margaret's gone, they remember her.
他已经去世很多年了，但是大家还记得他。
You know, we don't want to live an empty life.
我们不想过一个很空虚的生活。
Just with ourselves and our anger and our hurts and our frustrations.
不是光我们自己，我们的生气、我们的沮丧、我们自己的伤害。
You know, that's why in depression.Many times, the only time people can get out is when they start pushing themselves up and then start helping others.
你知道，就是有很多人有这种忧郁症，他们怎么样出来的？很多时候，他们要挣扎让自己起来，去帮助别人。这个时候，他们会好一些。
I trust somehow we'll look at ourselves today and say, Lord, how can I? I know I'm limited here, limited there, but what could I? But Lord, maybe you could bring someone. Maybe
有的时候我们会说，神呐、啊、
，Maybe you can have me help someone.
也许有时候我们就看看这儿，也不知道去哪儿。你可以问神说，神呐、啊，请你带一些人到我的生命中，我可以帮助。
Many times the Lord is glad to do that. Suddenly here comes something, and you're like, whoa.
有的时候神很高乐意这样做，所以有时候神会说，哦，你突然发现你有需要。
So I trust you get something out of our lesson today.
相信希望你们从今天学到一些功课。
Shall we pray?
我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father,
我们天父啊。
We're your children.
我们是你的孩子。
But we cannot always say we're just because we're human.
我们不能说因为我们就是人吗？
That we have our frailties and our funny ways.
我们有自己的软弱，有自己的不够。
But we must grow, Lord.
主啊，我们必须成长。
And we must begin to look outward to people.
我们要出去，我们看到人的需要，看到不同的状态、种环境中。
Lord, I pray that somehow you will help us as a people.
主啊，你帮助我们作为你的子民。
To be a greater blessing that someday when we're gone, they can say it was because of them.
当我们成为一个巨大的对别人是一个巨大的祝福，有一天当我们离开这个世界的时候，别人会说是因为我们的帮助。
Lord, be with us, we pray.
主啊，求你和我们同在。
In Jesus' name.
这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen. 给你们两个问题。
Party time, isn't it?
Wait.
Oh,
you can take a call. 给我们两个问题做这一课的一个结论哈。第一个，问问你自己，我将留下什么？我这个人会留下什么？然后想想那个什么。的结局会怎么样？你说，好 ，OK， 我留下的那一些结果是什么？啊，第二个，我留给谁？我这个人终究会结束的，对不对？我留给谁？你说，当然儿子啦，女儿啦，啊，那也要牵涉到留给他们什么玩具、名牌，啊，那刚才妈咪说，基本上这个课是告诉我们说。我们的人生的生活的重点是人，这个人包括你自己，你自己怎么活很重要，还有包括你跟人的关系，你能够给别人一些什么也有关系哈。所以如果你留下什么不是东西是给人的，那就很有价值，因为只有人会延续下去，对不对？你给儿子、女儿，他们有下一代会延续下，有东西会延续下去的。那你留给谁？希望不是你的宠物，啊，我们这里有宠物的不多了，好，那还有很多了，哈，还有很多。